Everyone to Strictly Marketing Talk Radio. We're so glad you were able to join us this morning. We have got a fabulous guest today, Evelyn Topakhty. She is going to be joining us from ProfNet, and we are going to be talking about getting more media exposure for your business. And if you have an opportunity, definitely go to the website, strictlymarketingmagazine.com. You can check out our blog and follow us on Facebook. And we have some great opportunities coming up later on in the year with our marketing contest, and we'll talk more about that at another time. I'd like to go ahead and welcome to the show Evelyn Topakhty of ProfNet. Evelyn, how are you today?
Very well, Carrie. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we're so glad you were able to join us today. And I love the topic that we're talking about because everybody needs to get more media exposure for their business. Absolutely. No
Absolutely.
matter what they're doing, what type of business it is, it always helps to have more media exposure. Evelyn, if you wouldn't mind, just tell our listening audience a little bit about ProfNet, and what the company provides.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Carrie. Well, ProfNet helps journalists connect with expert sources. It's what we're mainly known for via our query service, which is how journalists connect with the experts they need. The service is completely free for journalists, which some people might not know. So if you're the one sending the query, there is no charge. That's always a benefit there. The only thing we charge for is a ProfNet membership for the PR professionals and experts. So what exactly does that mean? If you're the expert who wants to get the exposure via a journalist article, report, blog post, whatever the medium, then you have to pay to receive the queries being sent by journalists looking for the experts. ProfNet also offers something called expert alerts, which lets members proactively pitch their experts to the media. And we also have ProfNet Connect, our online experts database. Both of these are included in a ProfNet membership. So that's basically what ProfNet is. We connect journalists with the expert sources.
Great. And I use the service for the magazine, and we're going to start using it as well for the radio show. And
Wonderful.
Press person, I would have to, give you guys kudos. You do a great job of, getting our queries out in time.
Thank
and
you.
Bringing wonderful experts to the table as well. And I would like to just kind of share with everyone too, even if you've just started your own business, you should consider yourself an expert in what you do. We would hope that you would.
Yes.
If you've started your own business, whether it is a restaurant or you are a image consultant, that you have a pretty good background and a pretty extensive knowledge in what you do and the services that you provide. So it's never too early, I think, to, start getting media exposure, for your business.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the things that I wanted to go over too, Evelyn, is, just to make sure everybody understands when we talk about queries, would you explain to everybody exactly what a press query is? Kind of walk them through that process.
Yes. A ProfNet query is when a journalist makes the request to connect with a specific type of expert. The reporter lets us know what type of expert he's looking for, his deadline, how he wants to be contacted, and we send that query to you, and you reply directly to the journalist if the query fits your expertise. That's all it is.
And, definitely having submitted quite a few queries, which you have a great form, very detailed, where we can put in a lot of information of what we're looking for. And I would say that every query, I think every query, press query that comes through, it's different. Obviously, they're looking for a different type of person. They're looking for
Yeah.
a different type of expert. It could be a printed publication or a radio show or even a
mm-hmm.
television show. So you get a
yes.
little bit of everything, correct?
Yes, exactly. We have journalists from all types of outlets, television stations, radio, magazines, online. It runs the gamut.
And what are some of the tips that you would like to share with our listeners to gain more media exposure? What are some things that they should be doing now?
Well, I think it's very important to know the journalists and the outlets to which you're pitching and develop relationships with those journalists. I could give you the basics like don't call immediately after sending an email, not mass emailing journalists, knowing exactly what a journalist covers, etc. But I think relationships are very, very important. And I think some marketers and PR pros don't take the time to network enough. Having been on the journalist side and having a large circle of journalist friends and even journalist family members, I think networking can be very effective. Journalists need to know who they're dealing with. The days of going out to lunch with a journalist are pretty much over. I mean, I know that there's some who still do it, but more than not, they really don't have the time. So you need to go where the journalists are. Attend a journalism conference and introduce yourself to every journalist there. Don't limit yourself to just a few journalists. Journalists move around a lot during their careers, and they may end up working at an outlet in your city or state. And at one point, you know, you want to be able to say, oh, I know that person. I met them at this conference. This is great, and we've been in touch ever since. So you really want to make a point to speak to every journalist that you meet. Journalists will remember you, and taking that step to make a face-to-face introduction should really, really help. Start with a local conference. You don't really have to spend a lot of money. You don't need to travel too far. You don't need to spend money on a hotel. A local and or regional conference is a great way to network with journalists. Another thing is social media is a great way to get more exposure. Again, it's all about the relationships, which are very, very important. And although this may not be one of the more traditional methods, if you're not on social media, you need to be. Follow journalists and provide information that can help them. Marketing, PR, they're worlds that depend greatly on the media. There's that famous line in Jerry Maguire that still rings true almost 20 years later, help me help you. I love that line, and I've loved it ever since I heard it. If a journalist sees that you're invested in helping them, they're more likely to help you. I'm not saying focus only on helping journalists, but take one small step to show them that it's not all about you and what you're pitching. That type of perspective won't help. For example, if a journalist senses that you're just communicating with them to pitch a product and nothing else matters, they'll see that, especially if they've been journalists for a long time. Also, if you promise them something, come through on that promise. They'll be more likely to share your information with colleagues, which can help you get more exposure and help you expand your circle of relationships with journalists. Also, keep track of people in the industry who are former journalists. Ask them for their perspective. A lot of journalists are making that switch, and the insight that they have is absolutely golden.
And those are some awesome, awesome tips. And I, you know, just kind of going back over some of those, you know the outlet, you know, because I even have gotten unsolicited emails from, you know, from different people since we started the magazine back in September. Right. And it's funny because I've gotten everything from, you know, how to put the spark back into your marriage to, you know, just, you know, dressing techniques, you know, how to make your wardrobe better. And, you know, looking at what we have, we're a marketing magazine. That's all we cover is marketing. So if it doesn't fit in that realm, it can really be a waste of the journalist's time. So I think that's a great point to share. And that's interesting that you were talking about networking with the journalist, because, you know, those are some great, and that is true that they do move around quite a bit.
Yeah.
And you never know. They might be working at a news media outlet, and then maybe, you know, next year they're working at a magazine that really fits, you know, your niche. So that is
exactly
a good point to make. You never know where they're going to wind up.
Exactly. Wherever you meet a journalist, take the time to introduce yourself. They move a lot, and even though they may be in New York one day, a month, 2 months, 6 months, a year later, they'll be in Los Angeles. So never limit yourself. Always introduce yourself and just expand, you know, increase the number of people to talk to. That's basically it.
And switching gears just a little bit, what are some things that people should include when they're writing a press release? Maybe not so much for a press query, but they've got a press release that they're putting together that they want to send out. They've got maybe a small list of journalists that they've compiled, or they have a, you know, a list of people, or they're going to put something on ProfNet. What are some of the things that they should include in that press release?
Well, press releases are still a very important part of a company's communication. Who, what, when, where, and why are still all musts to include. Your contact should always be available. It's a 24/7 world, so if you're not available after 5 p.m., then you're doing yourself and your company a disservice. Journalists work at all hours, so make sure it's someone who won't mind being interrupted during a meal, a sporting event, or even a nap. I know journalists who speak to people at 10 p.m. if that's what it takes. Don't make releases too long and include the most important content at the top. Most people skim through releases, so be sure to put what you want them to see right there at the top. Personally, I like bullet points if it makes sense to use them, but that's just me. It's easy on the eyes. It's easy to read. The information really pops out. Include an image. Logos are nice, but a photo that will catch the eye of the audience that journalist is trying to reach really, really works. Of course, I also have to say, if you have a press release, consider using PR Newswire for distribution.
Well, absolutely, because the more people you can get the hands of that press release in, and I have done both in the past, and I've gotten, you know, responses back just from emails I've sent out, and I've also gotten responses back just from sending it through that type of newswire. So I would recommend, you know, get as much information out. But that's good that you talk about including an image, because it's not so much about the logo, but just having some type of photo. And do you think it's like an actual photo of the person, or would you recommend using, like, for example, if it was an event that someone had coming up, maybe a picture, you know, just a basic event picture? What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. If the release is about someone in particular, then yes, an image of the person would work best with that. But if you're talking about an event, maybe a photo of where the event will be located, a photo of a past event so that people can get an idea of what the event might look like, the feel for it, things like that always help. But an image is definitely something that you would consider including in a release.
Okay, great. Now, kind of going back to the queries a little bit, what are some of the common mistakes that you see people make when they're responding to a query?
I'd say responding to a query where your expertise doesn't apply. Journalists specify the type of expert they need, so if you're not what they're looking for, they may not consider you in the future, even if your expertise fits. You've already made that impression. Don't use queries as stepping off points for pitches that are irrelevant to a reporter's request. Not even, you know, just this one time. If a reporter's looking for alternate story ideas, they'll say it in the query. Otherwise, it really should be kept on topic. I have some other bits of advice that I think would really help. Don't add reporters to any email lists without their permission. It's an easy way to alienate a journalist and make sure they remember you and your client, but not in a good way. Even if there is the unsubscribe option, it's basically unsolicited and it's spam. Also, follow through. I mentioned it before, but again, if you promise to connect a reporter with an expert or to provide them with information, make sure you fulfill that promise. It's especially important in the case of freelancers who might get an assignment based on their ability to produce that promised expert, so keep that in mind. Also, contact with reporters should be made only via the channels specified in their request. So that's to say, don't call a reporter unless he includes his number. You might think calling will set you apart from everyone else who's emailing, and it will, but again, it's for the wrong reasons. So keep that in mind. And the last thing is just use common sense. You know what's appropriate and what isn't. If you aren't sure, it's best not to reply. So that's basically it. Just use common sense.
And I think it is that simple. And, you know, just some of the things that you have just talked about are, you know, great points that I don't think people realize that it does put them in a negative light. And I know that I've shared, you know, a few stories with you as well. And one of the things that I see too that I wanted to kind of mention is that we'll put out a query, you know, for our articles. And we have actually, you know, we'll specify in the article or in the query, you know, what we want in the article, how many words, what the topic mm-hmm. needs to be, you know, bullet points, you know, and, you know, we try to be as detailed as possible of what we're looking for and the deadline of when we need the article by and what the next steps are if we choose your article. And it amazes me. I've actually gotten responses to the query, basically stating, well, I have a client who specializes in blah, 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 and let me know if you're interested in them writing an article. Well, if I didn't need an article, I wouldn't have submitted a query.
Exactly. Exactly.
I have to laugh with that because it's, and I know, I think it's on their end. They're trying to get you to respond so they know who they're talking to and they have a relationship, you know, start building that relationship. But honestly, all it does is it just kind of clogs up the emails and, you know, it gets us from really getting to, you know, the people who did follow directions.
Exactly.
And it's really just about following directions, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those are some great points. I'm glad that you shared those with everyone. What about any upcoming events or promotions that ProfNet has that you would like to share with everybody?
Well, we're very big on social media, so you know, consider following us or liking us on social media. On Twitter, we use the handles at ProfNet and at ProfNet Media. Search for ProfNet on Facebook and Google Plus, and we're also on LinkedIn. You can look for our company page under ProfNet, and we also have a group, and that's called ProfNet The Expert Connection. So just consider following us on social media. I'm sure you'll like what we're sharing, and we love to connect with our users.
And I would just like to point out to everyone as well, you know, following you, because we follow you on Twitter, and I believe we also follow you on Facebook, and, you know, you're very good, too, about, you know, submitting, you know, some of the last-minute queries where you do need, you know, by 5 p.m. or 4 p.m.
Yes.
that day. So definitely follow on Twitter. You know, you'll see some of the different queries that come through. Just so
Absolutely.
You can see, you know, because there's so many of us that are utilizing your service as a from a journalistic standpoint. And, you know, we really, you know, to me, you can never have, you know, too many responses to your query. I mean, we've had as little as two, and we've had it in upwards of 20 to 30, you know, for each query. So, you know, the more that we have, I think from a journalistic standpoint, the better that is for our readership, or our listenership, you know, however you would like to put it. So definitely follow ProfNet on Twitter. That's a huge thing. And definitely let everybody know, Evelyn, how they can get a hold of ProfNet, how they can learn more, share your website. And if we have just a few minutes, I'd love to talk about the marketing contest and how you guys are going to be participating in that.
Sure. Well, our website is profnet.com. So right after you listen to our interview, by all means, go online and go to profnet.com, see what we offer. And dare I say, I will also give my email address so that if you need to contact me directly, I am more than happy to connect with you. My name is Evelyn Tipacti, and the email is evelyn.tipacti, and I'll spell that for you, T-I-P-A-C-T-I. So it's evelyn.tipacti at prnewswire.com. And we also have ProfNet Connect, so feel free to go to ProfNetConnect.com.
And just so you know as well, we will have a link to ProfNet's website on the show page for this particular episode, so you can actually just click on the link as well, and definitely go and check out their website. There's just some fabulous opportunities on there for everyone. And Evelyn, if you wouldn't mind just sharing a little bit, because I've been telling everybody about the marketing contest that we are hosting that this year for Strictly Marketing Magazine, and we've put together such an awesome prize package. You know, one person is going to be winning. They're going to get a cover interview with us. They're going to be on the cover of the November-December issue of the magazine, have a feature interview. They're also getting a full-page ad from us as well. And we have got a variety of other prizes that they're getting. We have a public relations firm that's giving away a few hours. We also have another company that's donating so many hours worth of social media assistance for, you know, the winner's business. And, you know, also ProfNet is coming on board with us. So if you wouldn't mind just sharing everybody what that one winner is going to receive from ProfNet.
Absolutely. The winner will be getting their image on our big screen in Times Square. So it's a great, great prize, I think. Most people really like seeing their photo, whether it be their company logo or whether it's themselves there on the big screen in Times Square. So it's a really, really great prize. But yes, it is your image on Times Square.
Wow, that is a wonderful, wonderful prize too. And I'm getting so excited, and we're going to be releasing more details about the marketing contest to everyone. So for, you know, businesses that would like to participate participate. We would love to have you on board. It's going to be done over a 90-day time period, and we're going to be releasing more details over the next few weeks. So I'm so glad that ProfNet is a part of that, because that's just an awesome prize. And Evelyn, I want to thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciated having you come on and be a guest and just share your knowledge with all of our listeners.
Thanks so much for having me, Carrie. Thank you again.
Thank you again for being on the show. And as always, everyone, we are wishing you continued success, and we look forward to